You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
This is another spoiler-filled bonus episode about Avengers Infinity War. That's the full title, right? Not The Avengers Infinity War.
I believe it's... I guess you'd technically be Marvel's Avengers Infinity War.
Is you think that's billed like that, though?
No, I think it's billed just Avengers Infinity War. But I believe they call everything Marvel's whatever.
I think that's only for the TV shows.
Maybe. How do they bill it? I guess Avengers Infinity War.
Avengers Infinity War.
Guess that's what it is.
Okay. If you don't want spoilers, go to our normal podcast.
Yes. Where we won't spoil it, but this will be filled with spoilers, a lot of spoilers.
In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Isn't it crazy that Iron Man died?
That was a test. It's not a real spoiler.
Or is it?
Or is it?
That's the test of it.
Okay, for real spoilers, no.
Yeah.
He died on the inside.
He did die on the inside. Whew. Ah, this movie though, man.
Before we saw it, my coworker asked me, like, why do you like going to those, like, the early screenings? I said mainly to avoid spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in the theater, I realized it was for another reason, too.
It's the fan, the crowd.
Yeah.
The crowd's a lot of fun. Because if you go and see this movie, like, you're seeing it again on, like, Tuesday or whatever, yeah. Right? So, like, when you go then, you can't, like, clap at, like, moments. Like, unless some other people in the crowd are doing it, I guess.
Yeah.
It'd be weird if you're, like, alone.
And I'm just like, yeah, Thor!
Yeah. But there, yeah, I feel like, oh, I can clap and get happy when other people are and not feel like I'm, like, disrupted. Because I always feel like, I'm disrupting the mood for other people.
But no, people were clapping.
But no, people are clapping and no one's, like, yelling at you to stop cheering.
One person kept saying, holy fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I kept hearing that. And I was like, well, this is interesting. Like, that's so weird.
I think I said, oh, shit, probably a couple times. I tend to do that. And I'm, like, surprised.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
What's going on?
This movie was very surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think going in?
I didn't think it could possibly be as good as it was.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it would raise the stakes as high as it did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, it's the first one. There's so much stuff that we know.
Yeah.
And now I'm questioning, which I think is genius on their part. Mm-hmm. I'm questioning what I know now.
Yeah.
Is Spider-Man Homecoming 2 really coming out?
I don't know. That's the whole thing about this movie. This is the first time in a long time at the end of the movie, I'm like, then what's next? Like, what is next? Before, like, we haven't not known what is next. Has it been ever?
That's MCU? What I was thinking.
I'm like, what is next?
For the
next?
Longest time, because I think it was like 2016, we're like, okay, well, they have a plan until 2019. They have a plan until 2019. 2019 is coming up.
Yeah.
It's two movies, and then we have 2019.
Exactly.
So it's...
Everything changes. We got no basis. We got no, like, we got next year, that movie. But then even after that, we're not going to know, like, what's the future? When's the next Avengers after that? Like, what's the...
Yeah, we have no idea.
The future, that's even more. And, like, I think they're going to... I would think they would keep trying to give us, like, a little as, like, movie announcements as possible going forward.
Yeah.
Because I think that... Because back when they told us everything, like, 6 years out, I think it was a response to the DC telling us like 6 years
and
out.
And then it failed for DC.
And then theirs failed, but Avengers is like, oh, maybe we shouldn't, like, I don't know if they like blinked and were like, oh, we got to tell people because of that.
Or would you be disappointed if the rest of it wasn't true with what we saw in this movie?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, yeah, okay, so Avengers is still coming out. Ant-Man Wasp is still coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And
Captain Marvel's coming out.
Those three movies are coming out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else... We lied.
Yeah, because none of that started filming yet.
Would you be disappointed?
Although, but I, unless this was another lie, I mean, that's spoiler for the future, but like Kevin Feige did say Homecoming 2 is filming in July, so we'll know by then.
Yeah, but is it?
We'll know by July.
Maybe that's a Miles Morales movie.
Could be.
Because
it can't hide
the
that
agreement.
Though.
I know, that'd be crazy.
That's like very. There's but, things they can hide, but it's almost impossible to hide.
Like certain, a whole movie production.
Certain, yeah, like even stuff like Avengers 4, they're hiding a lot, but like we know they made it. At least,
yeah.
I mean, I guess we don't really know who's in it, but
yeah, we don't know anything
because that's the magic of like, oh, we're filming the two movies like right next to, right at one after. I mean, like spoiler. Well, everything's a spoiler, yeah, but like Ant-Man's not in this movie. Hawkeye's not in this movie.
The Wasp wasn't in this movie.
Yeah, but we weren't 100% sure that was true. I assumed Ant-Man and the Hawkeye would show up.
I assumed Valkyrie would show up.
Yeah.
I assumed Korg would show up.
Yeah. I thought we'd get snippets of things, but we didn't, so...
I assumed Coulson would show up.
Oh, really? See, I didn't think Coulson was going to show up. I think there's potential for him to show up in 4...
Would you assume?
Possibly.
But the thing is, we got people who you're like, holy shit. Like,
yeah.
At least you should have. When you saw Colby Smulders on the screen, you should have said, holy shit. You're like, this person's been inactive in this universe for...
Oh, Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
So that's the last Avengers.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, that was interesting. The bold move to do that in the end credits.
Her
though.
And Nick Fury.
Yeah. Be like, boom, end credits. These two characters. Like, that's why I love Marvel, like, it's so inside baseball to, like, it's so, like, it doesn't care about the mainstream. It's, like, the fans that know these movies. It's, like, yeah, we're putting a bunch of stuff in for you guys, because,
yeah.
And the mainstream, it doesn't even really matter,
yeah,
basically.
I was talking to a friend, and mm-hmm. she was, like, you know, I wish they'd developed the movie, or the characters more in the movie. I was, like, they've developed these characters over 18 movies.
Yeah.
If that's not enough for you, that's, like, you're crazy.
That's, I mean, it's to say, like, just dropping a random person into this movie, I don't know how anybody enjoys it as much as someone who knows the movies.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you don't have, how do you have time to do any of that? Like, you don't.
No.
That's the point of these movies is, we're not wasting time developing these characters. You know them.
Because you already know who they are.
You know them.
And you should, at least, like, it's not like Spider-Man Homecoming where they're like, you know who this character
is. Yeah, because you've seen other iterations.
It's, we held your hand through all of this.
True.
You should, every character you see on the screen, except for Peter Dinklage's character, you should know. And even Peter Dinklage's character, you kind of know because of Ragnarok, he's mentioned.
Yeah, who's been in the least movies that was on the screen? Maybe, like, Black Panther characters, I guess? Vision's still been in two movies already. Like, almost everybody's been in at least two movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's only, like, a couple of Black Panther. And I guess it's really nobody's first movie in this movie, is it? Is it anyone's first movie in this movie? Besides like
Peter
Dinklage.
Mantis is the newest character.
It's her second movie still.
Yeah.
Like I don't think anyone was introduced in this movie.
No.
It was all besides like Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
And like the Black Order and Thanos has been in other movies, but he did. I mean, this is really his first movie as.
Because like, the rest were nearly all like post-credit, after-credit sequences.
Yeah, exactly. They were just like teasing, oh, and then Guardians.
Yeah.
But like he's kind of completely different in this movie a little bit. But man, that CGI on Thanos is pretty good though.
Yeah, it
like,
looks way better.
It's straight up like Josh Brolin's face. Like you see Josh Brolin in it. Yeah, you're like, that's Josh Brolin. Like, and I like how they did the, like the... Because in the other movies, his voice was kind of like, it's kind of the thing they do a lot in the movie. It's like kind of like how Steppenwolf was.
Yeah.
The voice is like too gravelly.
Yeah, but, like this one, you could hear his voice.
Yeah, his voice cut
like,
through.
Oh,
it's like, oh, it's just
Josh Brolin
doing
yeah.
the voice. It's not like a gravelly, like deeper, whatever they do in the studio to make the voice like that. It's just like, oh no, I can hear him. And I like that because then you can understand what he's actually saying.
Yeah.
As opposed to like gravelly, like you got to listen a lot closer to hear it.
Were you expecting Thanos to get all five or all six Infinity Stones in this movie?
Well, what I originally thought going in was that the movie, it would all lead to everybody coming together and then he would start, and then everyone would be fighting him, and then he'd start using different aspects of the stones.
Yeah.
So I did kind of think he would get them all by the end. But I don't know. I don't know what else. I thought they might have stopped him in this movie, honestly. I thought they might have beat him in this movie. I don't know what I was thinking they would do for Avengers 4, but I was thinking they may have still won and people would have died, but they would have won.
Yeah.
So why I thought that, but that's kind of what my thought was going in. Or maybe I thought they would get them and then the next movie would be them fighting him with them, which still could be. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't expect him to have like... Yeah, because in the trailer, he didn't have so many stones. By the...
Yeah, he had like two or three.
Yeah.
Whenever you saw
they
it.
They never showed him having the Soul Stone and the Time Stone. They only ever showed him having the Power Stone and the Space Stone.
Yeah.
So were you surprised we didn't see like Xandar getting destroyed or like any of that?
Yeah.
He just had it.
That was interesting. I thought that was an interesting choice.
Yeah. We start right in the middle of like them blowing up the Asgard ship. We don't even see that.
Do you think they shot a scene where he's on Xandar getting that, killing off the Nova Corps?
I wonder if they did some of that. But I feel like that's like so much. That's
it'd
like
be
whole,
so much.
It'd be hard to do that. I'm wondering if they did anything with like to tell us what happened to Valkyrie and Korg. They like,
yeah. So I think someone tweeted at Tessa Thompson.
Yeah,
and she's like at the bar, of course. Like where is Valkyrie like the whole time? And she's like at the bar, of course. And emoji of two beer glasses.
I mean, technically, clinking. We don't know how much time has passed since end of Thor Ragnarok to that mid credit scene. They could have in the middle of that also been like, "You're going to Earth. I'm not part of that. I don't want to go to Asgard with you." Korg and like Meek and Valkyrie are like, "Peace out."
Like, or they're like, "Go see."
Or go find Siv and tell her where we're going.
That or like maybe. Like, hey, Xandar sent out a distress signal.
Oh, yeah, go investigate.
Go investigate.
And then they radio back and say, like, Xandar's screwed.
Like, done. It's gone. Like,
yeah.
Or it's flourishing.
It's doing all right, guys.
Yeah. It's weird. Now everyone's happier.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we have... I don't know. Do you think that they're still alive?
Yeah, they're definitely still alive.
Yeah.
I think so. I think they just... You just can't fit every tiny little thing in the movie. This movie's just crazy for how much track it can lay and how much stuff it can do in one movie.
Okay, I'm going to look up the Avengers forecast right now.
Oh, maybe spoilery.
Well, I'm trying to look up old cast. Okay, according to IMDb, how about that? It says Nebula, Thanos, Black Widow, Steve Rogers, Thor, Bucky Barnes, Tony Stark, Captain Marvel, the Wasp, Black Panther. Okay, so it says Black Panther there. It says Drax.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hawkeye, Ant-Man, Happy Hogan, Pepper Potts. Hulk.
Happy Hogan, baby.
Groot.
Basically. War
Machine.
Except Loki. Probably no Vision, too. Spider-Man's got to be in it. My guess is there's no Loki and no Vision. And that, they're really gone.
Loki, Vision. How about Gamora?
I think she comes. She already said it, right? She basically said that she's in Avengers 4, something like that. Or Guardians 3.
Their Wikipedia article said it.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I think she's
back. Supposed to be in Guardians
3. I think
3.
She did something with the Soul Stone. Well, because we saw the child version of her in whatever
in that
weird part at the
thing.
End. So I think she's like in the Soul Stone or like there's some connection there. Or they do some time travel thing. I'm not as creative as how they think of like what to do next.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what do you do? Is it time travel? Is it reality changing?
You use the time
stone. How do they get the stones?
You use a time stone on the Infinity Gauntlet itself to like destroy it.
How do they get this? How do they get to Thanos?
That's what I don't know.
Like, I guess Captain Marvel's got is like she's supposed to be the most powerful character.
Yeah,
because
she can like control
so
the beam and stuff.
Yeah, she's gonna have a lot to do with how they win.
How do we know Captain Marvel is even alive still?
We don't. What if she's one who disappears?
Yeah,
she's like actually alive, but somewhere out there in space. And then she's like, "Oh no, I was one of the ones to disappear."
Yeah,
you put all your gamble on this, Nick Fury. What? There's other theories going out there that maybe there's like split realities.
Yeah.
Like it's a multiverse type thing. Everybody disappeared. They saw the other person as disappearing. It's like when Black Panther's disappearing, he sees Okoye as disappearing while he's disappearing.
Yeah.
Maybe there's like two worlds. I don't
know. Maybe.
It is weird that all the, because all the current, like all the normal, like the original Avengers, they all stayed. None of them disappeared.
Yeah.
So it is a interesting split on how
maybe
they
we're
did
all
that.
In Ultron simulation.
That could also be true. Ultron won the whole time. And yeah. He's just like, it's like, I tried to create a peaceful world, but you guys, it's just like the Matrix.
Yeah.
It's like, I tried to create a peaceful world. It didn't work. I had to bring out the Thanos threat that I just made up.
It's all simulation, man.
That'd be cool. they don't have the balls to do that, but.
What else? I don't know. It was heartbreaking, I think, to see.
Yeah, the
that,
ending
though.
Was.
I shed a few tears when Peter Parker died.
Yeah. Because
the girl next to me was sobbing. Like.
I mean, that scene, because like everyone's disappearing, but that one where he was like, I don't want to go. Like his voice cracking, like, oh, that was some solid acting. And then, you know, like Tony Stark's reaction is just like.
He's like, it's my responsibility.
It's his biggest fear. Yeah. Like, screw, like. I'm the reason Spider-Man's here.
Well, not just Spider-Man, but all of them. He's going to take the blame for all of them.
Yeah, he's going to take the blame for everything.
And his nightmare is going to come true.
Yeah, because that's always the foreshadowing they do in all these movies. Because in Ultron, he's like...
He's literally having nightmares.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to be left alone. Like everyone's going to be dead and I'm going to be alone. He'd rather die. He'd rather be the one that gets killed and then he doesn't have to deal with, it's my fault everyone's dead.
Yeah. Some of those suits were so cool, though.
Yeah.
The Spider-Man suit. That scene was awesome when people were cheering when he got that new Spider-Man suit. Yeah,
that was cool. And then the legs pop out. Yeah.
And the new Iron Man suit is awesome.
Yeah.
And then seeing Mark Ruffalo pretty much as Mark Ruffalo the whole movie, it was pretty awesome.
It was cool seeing Mark. I like the shift they made since Ragnarok to Mark Ruffalo, too.
Yeah.
He's always been this sad, like, mopey character, but now he's, like, taking more control and he's, like... He's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's like, I can hold my own no matter which body it is.
Yeah, so like this is the first time I was like, oh, well, I like him in Thor Ragnarok too. But I'm glad they're continuing that too. He's just more fun because usually Bruce Banner, you're like, just give me the Hulk. But we got very little Hulk in this movie. And I'm like, oh, I still like Bruce Banner. Yeah. All this stuff. I like War Machine a lot in this movie. I was like, oh, finally he's redeeming himself. He's not acting like a... asshole standing up for the government and stuff.
Were you surprised Ross was in this movie?
Ross.
Everett Ross.
Oh, yeah, I was.
More surprised or less surprised than Red Skull?
I was way more surprised at Red Skull. Even though I've talked about it before, it's like, oh, Red Skull could show up in one of these movies, but I wouldn't think in that context.
Yeah, that was ingenious.
I was just like, oh, like, that's crazy. Even though it wasn't the same actor, I think he did pretty good. Like, apparently it's the guy from... He's in the show The Walking Dead. He's like, he's a pretty good like impressionist. So basically, I think he's doing an impression. But like, it looks like, and plus, I don't care about the actor thing so much. And they recast actors in the MCU anyway. But like, the fact that it's been 70 years or whatever, he changes over time anyway. But like in the movie, I didn't realize it wasn't him. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, wow, Hugo Weaving?
Yeah, I was like, wow. Because like, he was really contentious about coming back. Like, yeah. I'm surprised they got him to come back. That was more what I was surprised about.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and then he told me it wasn't him after. I was like, oh, I didn't even know that. But yeah, that was a shock. I got to watch the room just for that scene. I'm so distracted by the Red Skull showing up. I'm like, I can't even understand the words he's saying.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, because everyone had a lot of people had a reaction in the theater, like, it's like,
oh my god, it's him.
I just always imagine other people who like don't know the universe. Like, why is everyone reacting? I don't get half.
Like, it's just like a guy, why is that guy's red face so important?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Did you see Tobias from Arrested Development?
I
didn't see it either.
I didn't see him. That's another thing I got to look for. I see it again. Actually, yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah, were you surprised the Soul Stone, like, it wasn't just like on
right
Earth
here.
Or something?
Okay, that's pretty interesting.
Oh, there he is.
The Soul Stone not being on Earth?
Yeah, I kind of thought it'd still be on Earth. Everyone was thinking Wakanda. I thought it was Wakanda or Heimdall or something.
Yeah.
Nobody had this their theory.
I mean, how would you?
I mean, you wouldn't. There's no hint that is what's going to happen.
James Gunn said he did choose that song. That when the Guardians of the Galaxy are first shown, they're singing.
Oh,
the song.
Did he?
He did choose that
That's
one.
That's cool. That was a perfect intro.
Someone asked if this movie affected how he wrote Guardians of the Galaxy 3. He said no.
Okay.
So I guess that might be a spoiler.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to, at some level, right? Like, at least dialogue-wise. They have to, like, react to it, maybe, right? So, maybe not. Who knows what happens in the next one, so. I don't know. But, yeah, I thought it was, I thought the Guardians were, like, really well integrated. And, like, you would think, oh, a Guardians movie is a certain thing, and it's all this music and stuff, but it doesn't.
I thought it was perfect.
I thought it didn't, like, take away that they weren't doing songs every 2 seconds or whatever. I thought it worked fine.
And, like, they made fun, like, self-aware, where they're like,
yeah.
Like, oh, tell them about the dance. Let's save the galaxy.
Yeah, I really like that. Yeah, they made fun of themselves a lot. I just like them meeting the Avengers. And them like, oh, Footloose. Oh, it's like Kevin Bacon.
He's like, he's like, that's the best movie ever, right? He's like, I don't think it ever was.
Yeah. Yeah, every scene makes you just wanting more, and like we can't get these, like, but they gave you a lot of scenes, like, it was because it's almost like a bunch of movies mixed into one, and I really felt like when they did scenes, they gave you like a lot of time on those scenes. They didn't, nothing felt like rushed.
Yeah,
it felt like everything, like, oh, this is just like you can, I think you can edit the movie into like different movies of like, oh, this is this character's journey through the movie.
Yeah, and it was smart how they paired off characters in ways we wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
Like Thor and Rocket and Groot was a really good group to follow.
Yeah.
Strange, Iron Man, Spider-Man was fun to follow.
Mm.
Hulk with that whole crew. Mainly it
was... Yeah, because Hulk traveled everywhere.
Yeah. But seeing the group of Bucky, Cap, and Natasha, I think was the fun part.
Yeah, too. Scarlet Witch.
That when they Vision. First appear, it's like, holy that,
yeah,
crap, that was awesome.
That's another big moment. Everybody going crazy.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Not much Cap in this movie. Cap, yeah. very reserved in this movie.
Yeah, the girl next to me, as soon as Captain America came out, she was like, oh my gosh, he's so hot. And I was like, what is going on in this theater?
You seem to have a very interesting person sitting next
Yeah.
to you. I didn't have so much reaction on my left.
Yeah,
I was doing all the reacting.
It was so like, weird because, like, because I was telling my coworker, I was like, you know, like, normally I hate talking to people. Like, now, like, lately, I used to love talking to strangers, and now I hate it again.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
One of those moods.
Yeah, and then I was like, but Avengers brought it out in me.
Yeah. Well, it's great, because you know people love the same
thing.
Yeah,
you're on that huge, it's like a huge overlap. No one's there that's, like, shitting on the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I heard people like talking after the movie about some of the movie, I'm like, you just don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get you. Like, that's the thing with this movie. You can quibble about certain things, but there's so much more to it because I watched all the other movies that I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it's almost a nostalgia, like, at this point.
Exactly. It's 10 years in the making. So I'm like, because the movies are just like referencing the other movies and the line, like, When Thanos is torturing Loki, he tries to stab him, and then he's like, oh, we have a Hulk.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's just
like,
awesome.
Oh, how awesome is it that he's saying it now instead of, like,
Tony Stark saying it. I'm like,
to attack Loki.
They do that so much in these movies. They're just referencing themselves, and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, that's, like, half the fun. Is they've gotten to a point where, like, yeah, we still reference the comics and stuff, but we reference ourselves, and it's just as enjoyable.
Yeah, I saw some guy on Reddit posted, like, if you didn't read if you read the comics in the 90s, you would know how bad this movie is, and you shouldn't enjoy it. You shouldn't be able to enjoy it. And the guy's like, hey, how about you stop being a gatekeeper, and if you haven't seen any of the movies in the last, like, and, like, if you enjoyed the movie, it's because you enjoyed the
other movies.
18 movies that came out before.
Yeah.
Like,
that's kind of what they've pivoted to now, is, like, we're our own entity.
Yeah.
Which, like, you kind of have to, you can't do what the comics do sometimes just because it's too elaborate
and
crazy.
It's too weird now.
Yeah.
When you're like, well, it's not. Like, you're like, that would be silly if they did what they...
Like, they kind of have to pick their own thing and do it. Like, they can't, because apparently, like, Thanos is supposed to be, like, super overpowered and he's not as strong in this movie, it appears.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's hard to do
but
that.
The thing is, like, because on, I listened to NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour for this.
Yeah.
And one of the problems was like, they're like, he has the Infinity Gauntlet, yet he's still punching people in the
face. Yeah, he could just warp reality and like...
yeah. Or just like, just touch him with that,
Power Stone and destroy them all.
And they're like, well, you know, like, he did that in the comics. Like, he was still punching people, even though he had the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those things.
It's obviously the thing like, well, if you did that, there's no movie. But it's also like, maybe a little... Like, he's got a lot of he's got a very different motivation than in the comics. Yeah. Like, he only wants to wipe out half. It seemed like it's almost like he's like, in his mind, I'm not needlessly killing people left
and
right.
Yeah, I'm only killing what's necessary.
Only kind of killing what's necessary. So it's like, and we don't know, like, sometimes you just get into a fight, like, we don't know if he's really that close to
like
actually
even
being
with
overpowered
Gamora
or whatever.
And everything. Look how he treated her.
Yeah.
Him fully knowing that she wanted to kill him.
Exactly.
And he's still... was like, no, like, I'm still your dad.
Yeah, and, like, his whole thing, he's, like, he's thinking, he's doing a lot of, like, he seems like a very, like, smart character where he's thinking, he wanted to do the Reality Stone because he wanted to see what Gamora would do. He just wanted to see all that. Like, he could have just stopped them right away.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, I want to see what they do. He, like, Peter Quill, he's like, I want to see if he shoots her.
Yeah.
Because I want to, and then we'll, like, he just seems, like, very interested in people and
well, it's
like,
not
what
just,
they do.
It's not just the destruction of them. I want to see... their true character.
Yeah, and he doesn't seem to hate on it. Like, Iron Man, he's like, I hope they remember you. He's not like, I want to kill you. You're the cause of my plan not going through. He's like, no, I admire... Like, he's a character that actually likes the heroes he's going after, it seems. Like, he's like, oh, these guys, I respect
you guys. Well, it's not
guys.
Even the heroes that he's going after. He's only going after them because
they're getting
stopping.
In his way. Yeah.
It's not like he intentionally goes like, you know what, I'm going to go to Earth. And destroyed these people.
Yeah, he doesn't hold a grudge because they stopped him before.
Yeah,
he's
said
like, no.
Twice he did it with like Loki with the Tesseract.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to kill your brother if you don't give me that Tesseract. And he's like, okay. And he didn't do it. Loki kept provoking.
Yeah, he doesn't seem that like...
And even with the Time Stone, he's like, give it to me and I'll stop. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, he wouldn't be... Like, he doesn't seem out for vengeance or any of that. Like, even... He doesn't blame Loki for, like, not... succeeding in the plan. He's like, you failed, but like, I wasn't seeking you right out after I found out you were still alive. Kind of just like, well, maybe that's what he was. I don't know how he found out. Did he just run into Thor coincidentally? Does he have like a sensor for where the stones are? Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how they run into each other. Maybe
they must have a sensor because like,
but like he didn't know where the sensor for the soul stone though.
Yeah, but no one knew where that one is.
Yeah, the Tesseract. I must have found out. Oh. Well, Odin died. That was probably part of it. He's probably like, Odin's dead.
Yeah.
Hela's dead. Like, maybe he knows these things. And he's like, oh, Asgard's gone. It'd be hard to take the Tesseract from Asgard.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know. Just trying to think what happens.
Were you surprised when he used the Time Stone to turn back time and get the stone from Vision?
I was.
It wasn't.
Oh, really? You knew that was going
to
happen?
I figured. I was like, you know what? Like, why even bother destroying it? He has the Time Stone.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because we didn't see the time come into play.
He's got to use all the stones.
Yeah, and we didn't see it come into play too much, except for like when he's like, I just studied all the ways that we could win, and
well, I think
there's only one.
Yeah, but that's like the most important. Like, they didn't really show us it. But like,
yeah, but
that's
kind of
going forward to four. We all assuming Doctor Strange found the one answer, and that's what we're living through right now, is the best possible outcome to
win. But, like, you would assume that he could have used the Time Stone before. Like, as soon as, like, anything goes south, he could have used it.
Used the Time Stone.
But he knew that's not how it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
That's the thing people were freaking out about, too, and I was like, dude, he knows what he's doing. He saw how it
Thanos?
Works. No, I mean, Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
He saw how they...
Exactly. He says so many lines. He's like, Tony, this is the way it had to be. Like, he says that when he's fading away. So, like, he did what had to be done. Like, obviously, they're going through that plan. And I'm wondering what he told them, though. Because there's no way he told them, like, this is what we have to do. He kind of, like, probably told them this is what we have to do. But he was lying to them because he knew.
This is my theory. I have a theory.
Okay. What's the theory?
Okay. So, either Linda Cardellini or one of the children disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Brings Hawkeye back into it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, maybe
he loses his whole fan. Oh, how great would it be if he lost them all?
Yeah, that'd be crazy. That'd be so like... great for him.
Really, I'm just saying it would give him like some motivation.
Yeah.
I feel like
how
it's almost,
great
it's almost
you
like the
see
Punisher.
A smile on your face. How great would it be if Hawkeye lost his family?
Well, I'm thinking like Punisher, man. He's like, oh, like I'm in this now.
Yeah, I have
like,
no one.
Like, give me some Hawkeye motivation to do something.
Yeah. So, and then what if Scott Lang's daughter disappears?
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
And that's why she's been cast as a teenager in the next movie.
Does that make any sense?
Because she comes back and it's like a time jump.
Oh, maybe.
And that's how she's so old.
Yeah, and Hank Pym disappears.
You want him to disappear?
No.
Or you think he's going to disappear because he wants to disappear?
You think like people, Michael Douglas, you think people disappear, like Ant-Man and the Wasp like wraps up and it ends and then they see people disappearing or something like that happens? Or what do you think?
Yeah, probably.
I think that's got to happen, right? They're like, what if it's they like come the out bad of the quantum guy. Realm and then they're like, what the hell?
Or the bad guy disappears right when they're awesome. About to kill him.
That's how they win. It's like he just disappears and they're like, what happened there?
No. You think people would be angered by that?
I never know how people's reaction. I would enjoy it, so.
Because now we know people are disappearing.
Yeah.
There are going to be some people have to disappear in Ant-Man vs. the Wasp. Or Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I would think so. Unless it just happens to end before Avengers 4 is happening. Like maybe that's a post-credit scene.
Oh, maybe. That'd be dark.
Could be post-credit
scenes. See like Michael Douglas.
Yeah, you don't really see anything like usually that dark in a post-credits. Because even the Infinity War post-credits would still like optimistic because we saw, even though we saw people disappearing.
What did you think was going on when the car flipped around? Did you think it was because somebody the person disappeared?
Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
Like when you first saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, I assumed it was like an attack or something.
Oh, no. I was like, no.
And then
people are disappearing.
It
the planes are
until the
out.
Helicopter was going into the building. And I was like, oh, people are disappearing.
No, I figured it out. Okay. I didn't think Nick Fury was going to disappear, though.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, no. Like, I got to call somebody. But, like, I didn't think he was going to disappear. Be like, no. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that was too crazy.
Then it happened. I was like, man. People disappearing.
Always.
Crazy. But what do you think your favorite fight scene like? Or are they in like, there's a lot of pretty good ones. So there's like, sometimes hard to narrow it down.
The gauntlet scene when they're all going after that gauntlet. Like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Iron Man.
I agree with that. The part where Doctor Strange uses magic and does like a bunch of Doctor Stranges.
Oh, that was really cool.
I love that part. Oh, that was amazing.
It didn't last long.
Didn't last long, but I thought I was like, oh, I like when I see.
Oh, and then also when Iron Man's suit is like repairing itself and like removing from like non-vital areas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To like protect Tony.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
That was cool. Or when Thanos throws that planet and Spider-Man's like grabbing all the Guardians. Like, I don't even know your names, but.
So sorry, we just met.
That was fun. Jumped through all those portals, just punching him in the face.
Yeah.
I like that scene.
That was tough because you're like, you want to yell at Peter Quill. You're like, come on, man. Like,
yeah.
Just be level headed, but it does suck. It does suck.
Yeah. It's hard to be like,
just be level headed for like a little bit.
He's not very good at that.
No.
He's very emotional about everything. Like, doesn't like handle it well, obviously. That's like the core of all of his movies. He's like, emotional reaction to everything.
Yeah. I loved when they were like trying to one up each other, being like, oh yeah, so my brother just died and my best friend. And then I was reading online,
really
someone's
good.
Like, oh, like I didn't realize that this person is his best friend. Oh, Coulson was his best friend. And they're like, they were talking about Heimdall. Like,
yeah. What are you talking? Yeah.
Like, what a weird jump.
They have not
made.
Brought up Coulson since the first Avengers. Don't think they're going to start anytime soon.
Yeah.
But Peter Dinklage, that was
awesome.
Pretty surprising.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Do you think who do you think's gonna make it in the second one that you're gonna be surprised?
That's gonna show up?
Yeah.
In the movie?
Like what surprises do you think they're gonna have for us in the movie that we haven't seen in the cast?
Oh, I know one. I think I know one. It's a spoiler.
Go for it.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I don't care. I think I know it's true.
Adam Warlock.
Well, do you want to know? You want to know it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Liv Tyler's actually coming back. Betty Ross.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm pretty sure I heard.
I think because most of the
audience
could
be wrong, but I
would
thought
be like, who?
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, no one's gonna know. But I guess she goes. Yeah, no one's gonna know that. So I think I heard that was happening. I was like, that's crazy. They're bringing the whole Hulk universe back.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I think I heard that. I think that one's true. I'm not 100% sure. Who do I think would show up? That's like a just surprise that we don't already know.
Yeah.
I'm
well,
trying to think.
Because I thought it was weird. They
announced Coulson would be crazy.
Yeah.
They did that.
But I thought it was weird because they announced that like that girl from Peter's school was going to be in this movie. Not,
oh, yeah, didn't they say
that?
I wasn't
sure if it was this movie or the next one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, was she on the bus? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because we only needed one character on the bus, really, out of besides
Ned,
Peter.
Exactly. Ned Leeds worked. And that was pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
Create a distraction.
Oh, my God. We're going to die.
That was pretty good. Ned
and then great cameo.
Good. Yeah, I really like that. That was funny, too.
Do you think Stan Lee disappeared?
No. Stan Lee can't disappear. Like a watcher's informant. He's fine. That'd be crazy, though. He's not, like, why didn't he cameo in the lot? Well, he disappeared.
Yeah, a bus driver disappeared. Yeah, I'm hoping Sylvester Stallone.
That would be cool.
Or even Sean Gunn.
Sean Gunn would be good. Yeah. Who would I want to see come back? Let's see. Well, we know Happy Hogan already.
Yeah.
I always like to see Happy.
Valkyrie.
Korg be great.
Yeah.
Valkyrie and Korg. Both like, oh, Lady Sif. I love her to come back.
Yeah. I feel like she's never going to come back.
She's got to come back.
Natalie Portman. You might as well put Natalie Portman on that list, too.
I think Lady Sif's way more likely than
it's
Natalie
way more
Portman.
Likely, but
I think she's willing to. She showed up in like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. like 2 or 3 times.
Back when she was still in the universe, so.
She's still in the universe.
No, I mean like but actively, like regularly showing up in these movies.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Lady Sif in...
Since The Dark World.
Yeah, which is crazy. Like, there was a Thor movie, and we didn't see her in it.
Yeah, that's true.
But I
love
when they're arguing...
I think there's a reason. I think it's because they didn't want to kill her.
Yeah. I think...
I know, and she's on a TV show. I think screwing everything.
Yeah, very popular
TV
show.
Stop being such a... Getting extra parts.
Yeah.
Why don't
they just cancel Blindspot?
Be worse at your job.
I love when they're talking about, like, why would you give it to him? Like, why would you give it to the collector? And he's like, it was genius. He's like, like no one would go to
it's
it. Like,
the dumbest
everyone,
place.
Yeah, it's the dumbest place. Like, that's why it's genius.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Because I bet people have been asking that forever. It's like, why would they give it to him? They know he's
can't trust him.
He's a shady dude.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Yeah, Thor was pretty good in this because he was, like, the same Thor personality. That Guardians, like, connection really... Made a lot of sense. That was funny too.
Yeah.
Oh, so much to love about this movie.
Yeah. What do you think the title? Do you think the title is still gonna be spoilery? Like,
I don't think it was ever spoiler.
No, I mean the next one, Avengers 4.
I don't think it's ever. I think they just wanted to keep, like Kevin Feige was saying, keep the focus. But
yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's like reassembled or something. Or assembled? Or, like, what could it be, though?
Yeah, what could it be?
Like, there's nothing that can really spoil it, I guess, unless you're, like, Avengers, unless it's, like, something completely different in the word that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Like, Avengers disappearing people return! There's no, like, title. Like, that I could really think of. That would tell us, but yeah, I don't know. It's just hard to, because it, as much as they say it's two different movies, I still think
it's not.
It functions as a part one and part two of Infinity War, so I'm still thinking that at the core is what it'll kind of be. But I can't see them calling it Infinity something again. Because people are saying Infinity Gauntlet, but I just feel like you don't do Infinity.
No,
again.
You'd do Infinity Gauntlet before Infinity War.
Yeah, you wouldn't call them both Infinity something. That's just a little bit too confusing. So I think you call it something completely different. I think you could call it like just assembled. Or like...
Revengers.
Avengers, Revengers. You don't even call it Avengers.
I like
you call it something else.
I like Thor's return to form. Wasn't so sure after Ragnarok what was going to happen to him.
Like, how so? Return to form.
Has two eyes.
Oh yeah, yeah, lightning. Yeah. That was surprising. They gave him an eye back. I was like, oh, that's interesting, because there was like a Thor toy that came out that had two eyes. People were like, hey, why does
a Thor what?
Toy.
Oh.
That came out that had two eyes. I was like, why does he have two eyes?
It's
like,
weird because they have the Stormbreaker based on like Beta Ray Bill's Stormbreaker.
Yeah.
At Guardians of the Galaxy ride. It's like in one of the cases, really? And it says like an Asgardian Warhammer.
Yeah.
Or War Axe or something like that. And I was like, oh, like surely this is what's going to be in the movie. And then I thought I took a picture of it, but I guess it was blurry, so I deleted it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it online.
Yeah.
And it says like it was made on the same, like obviously like a dying star and all that.
Yeah.
And then I read an article that said technically that ride does take place in the MCU.
Yeah, true.
So, like, it does, but it doesn't.
Yeah, it does, but you can't take everything because they change things all the time. Yeah. I think, like, even James Gunn said, like, well, he made a mistake in the first Guardians movie. They put Gamora up there, and then I think they put the last of her race or whatever.
But she's not.
But she's not, because I think she only killed half the population. Because that's the story point in this movie. Is like, he doesn't kill everybody. Kills half of them, and they're doing great right now.
That's the crazy thing, is like, do you think he kills whole families? Or do you think he kills half of the families?
I think it's just random. He's like, well, in that scene, he was just like, go over there,
Because Drax, he killed Drax's whole family.
Yeah. Well, maybe
do you think that's unrelated to his mission, or do you think?
No, I think that's related to it. It's hard to tell, because maybe he just goes around killing people, too. And, like, there's other deals he probably strikes up. Like, I don't think he's like, it has to be. Like, if he has to wipe out a whole planet, he probably will. Like, I think Ronan wanted him to destroy Xandar, so I think he would have, like, he may have wiped out all of Xandar for all we know.
Yeah.
But, like, I think if things get in his way, he'll just wipe everybody out if he has to. I think his thing is the overall picture anyway. Even though he goes planet to planet doing it. I don't think he's, like, trying to preserve species, like, specific species people.
He's not like Noah.
Yeah, he's not like, I gotta have, there's gotta be some humans alive, but I think, like, oh, humans aren't very much of a threat anyway, so.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah, it should be pretty easy. Well, besides, like, the Avengers and stuff. I'm glad there was no, well, obviously there usually isn't, but any military. Like, it's kind of annoying sometimes where they always bring the military in there.
And it's like an unnecessary body count.
Yeah. I'm like, they didn't really, not many people died.
Well, I mean, they had the Wakandan military.
Civilians didn't really die in this.
If you count that, Wakandan military.
Yeah, a lot of them died.
Yeah.
They suffered the most casualties.
It brought back balance. They're going to flourish.
I guess so. I don't know. I think it's less protected.
Yeah. I was surprised at how resilient some of those, the Dark Order were.
Black Order.
Black Order.
Yeah, they didn't give up.
Yeah. One of them looked like a knockoff of Maleficent.
Oh, yeah. A little bit.
With the horns and everything.
Yeah, Black Order is interesting. They didn't give him much time to do much.
Yeah, well, that one dude's really old.
Yeah.
He died the easiest, I think.
Yeah, pretty quickly. Yeah, surprised because the trailer's really confusing me about what was going on.
Yeah.
Because I thought Thanos was going to show up on Earth, but he doesn't show up on Earth until the very end.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. I was thinking about it yesterday when he's like, I was like, damn, he really gets his hands dirty in this movie.
Yeah,
like,
he's everywhere. It's Space Stone, he can do that.
He's physically getting the stones himself.
Yeah.
But then I was like, well, he did say, he's like, I guess I'll go do this myself.
Yeah. But yeah, I was surprised how much space was actually in this movie. I didn't think they were going to be in space that much.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Tony Stark and Spider-Man, they were all in space in the trailer.
Yeah, I didn't. I assumed they wouldn't be on the different planet.
Well, they're showing New York. That scene's the whole New York scene, and Thanos shows up. But no, they were like, they went to space.
On Titan.
It's like, oh, okay, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I get confused by those trailers. I don't pay super close attention, and I don't like to pay super close attention, because then I won't be surprised when I watch it.
Yeah, didn't even watch the last one.
Yeah,
so.
You're very smarter than me.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Great movie. Favorite so far? Of the Avengers movies?
Of the Avengers movies, yes.
Okay.
Overall movies, it's still high up there. It's definitely high up there.
It's a lot just of people hard to rank it second to Black Panther. But I think it's because Black Panther is so different than anything we've gotten.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very... It's a
and
very...
I mean, after 17 movies,
yeah,
you're like, oh, they can still keep it fresh. Like,
yeah, phase three is by far the best phase because every movie's different.
And it's been killing it.
Yeah.
Besides Doctor Strange.
Like, yeah, Doctor Strange did okay. But like, it's still different enough that I know in a sequel when he's all powerful... We've already seen hints of it in this movie. I'm like, I want to see more Doctor Strange because he's doing some crazy stuff in this movie.
And whipping people.
This is way better than first Doctor Strange.
Punching gloves.
Yeah. He's just got so many more powers and you do so much more trippiness that it's like, that. I want to see that Doctor Strange do some stuff.
Yeah.
But it's up. I'm still not getting good because the... Like, I got a lot of moments and stuff. It's just the overall story. I feel like I still need the second movie of these to really put it in perspective. Because I feel like it's still... I know they keep saying it's not functioning as a two-parter, but in my mind,
it's hard to believe.
It's just the way it ends is like, oh, I need to see... And Thanos is returning.
What if there is a massive time jump between this one and the next one?
That'd be crazy.
And that's why she's a teenager. She doesn't disappear, but she's just older.
Would be nuts. I'm just interested to see what, well, like, what, I'm just to see what some of the TV shows, they'll probably ignore it. Not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though. That's, like, the one show that doesn't ignore this stuff.
Yeah, they can't.
Like, they made a comment on an episode this week. They're just like, oh, you see what's going on in New York? And that's all they said, but, like, it was like, nah, I don't watch this or whatever.
It's crazy.
But, like, they still comment it. Well, I don't know if that show's getting renewed anyway.
Yeah.
But we shall see. But yeah, it's definitely up there.
Argument
I love this
for,
movie.
The Defenders? Not the Defenders, sorry. Shit. What was that one movie? Inhumans? Maybe all the Inhumans disappeared.
I hope so.
The snap of the finger. They just disappeared.
I hope so. No more Inhumans. They keep that permanent.
Yeah. So, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this podcast as much as we enjoyed Avengers Infinity War. Mm-hmm. In which case, you're going to listen to it again on a regular basis.
Over and over. Just to totally understand what we said.
If we miss anything, tweet at us at Destiny Pizza.
Yeah.
Destiny Pizzas? Destiny Pizzas, I think.
Yeah. I think the pizzas.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.